It is a simple tablet made of clay, incised with the script of a long extinct language. But this 3,500-year-old artifact is beyond priceless. It is a fragment of the Epic of Gilgamesh, a work of literature written more than 1,000 years before the poems of Homer. Stolen decades ago from Iraq, the tablet was formally returned on Thursday.
Returning the Iraqi artifacts for me means restoring self-esteem and confidence in Iraqi society.
Following the first U.S.-led war against Iraq in 1991, Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein temporarily lost his iron grip. Museums were looted and priceless objects stolen.
The looting of the museum hit us in our core because our history is really important to us. Our history is what makes us. We're an old country. In fact, I can say we're the oldest country.
In 2014, the tablet was bought for $1.6 million by the wealthy fundamentalist Christian who was building a museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. The fragment was seized by U.S. government authorities in 2019.
Fake documentation led to its resale and transport to other countries, only to have it returned to the U.S., where an auction house facilitated its sale for $1.6 million.
The head of the UN's cultural organization says the repatriation of the Gilgamesh tablet sends a message.
This ceremony here is also a welcome warning to the smugglers and looters of this world, to those who use conflicts to steal and to traffic cultural heritage, participating in the destruction of cultural diversity.
The epic itself is written as if recounting a dream, telling the deeds of the hero Gilgamesh, his contests with beasts and gods. Gilgamesh sought the secret of immortality, but in the end, the hero learns a hard truth. What you seek, you shall never find, the text says, for when the gods made man, they kept immortality for themselves. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera.